Welcome to another episode of Rising Stars in the Sunshine City. I'm your host today, Lynn Lockowitz. Our mission is to introduce listeners to young professionals making an impact in St. Pete. My guest today is Chris Griffin. Chris is Economic Development Coordinator for the City of St. Petersburg, Chair of St. Pete Young Professionals, and Treasurer for the Council of Neighborhood Associations. Thank you for making time for us today, Chris. Clearly, you are a busy guy, so let's get started. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Yeah, I want to thank you for having me here today. And I'm excited to be honored to be one of the people speaking. So a little bit about me and where I grew up. I am a Pinellas County native, grew up in the Clearwater Largo area. I went to Pinellas Park High School, go Patriots.
Wow, a real native.
Yeah. So been here pretty much my whole life. I went over to Tampa, USF, for undergraduates, my degree there. Mm-hmm. And then flew out to Texas and lived in Texas for 2 years while I got my master's in public administration. And then just about 5 years ago, I moved back to St. Pete, and I've been here ever since.
So what inspired you to get so involved in the community and in the city of St. Pete?
I think when I was little, I always liked to know what was going on. And I think as you find out what's going on, there's just this desire to help shape it.
Okay. And what do you think St. Pete's biggest challenges coming up for 2024 and maybe moving forward?
I think St. Pete is a popular place. There's a lot of people moving here. There's a lot of people that want to move here. And we don't necessarily have enough room for them. So housing, I think, is going to be an issue, whether that's affordable housing, whether that's home ownership, whether that's having enough apartments. Just in general, there isn't enough for the amount of people that want to live here, the amount of people that want to stay here. You know, there's so much that we need to build. And until we're in a landlocked area, there's not a whole lot more room to build. So we've got some challenges ahead. A lot of people my age are struggling to find a way to live. We're making it work with what we can, but the reality is there isn't enough housing. You know, I don't necessarily need affordable housing, but I need something that I can afford. Having a good job, working, and I would like to be able to have my own place where I can live. And enjoy having my own space.
I hear you. Tell me about an accomplishment you're proud of.
I've been involved for a while. I think one of my biggest accomplishments out a couple of years ago now, when I was in college, I was the student body president at the University of South Florida. And while I was there, I got involved in advocacy efforts and changed the Florida law to expand Bright Futures. So I got Bright Futures. It helped pay for me to go to college. Bright Futures never covered the summer program, but we were required to take summer classes. And for me, I thought that should be something that we changed. So I went to our legislature, I lobbied and helped get that bill passed, get it across the finish line so that didn't help me, but it helped my little brother when he started school. Right after me, he was able to use his Bright Futures to pay for summer classes.
That is very impressive, and that's a pretty substantial accomplishment. Somebody so young. Good for you. Let's see, did you have a mentor, and if so, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I would say my grandmother, who now has passed, but she was an inspiration. She was super involved in her community. I think that's where I get a lot of my involvement, is looking up to her, understanding that in order to make a difference, you have to be present. And I think that was a big message that she helped me learn, that, you know, coming in and speaking your voice and being there is the only thing you really can do. So help out where you can and, you know, give back what God gave to you.
Pretty good. Name, give us the idea of a place that you'd like to visit on your bucket list.
I really want to go to Cambodia. I have done some backpacking in Europe, some backpacking in Central America, but I really think my next frontier is Central, or what is that? Southeast Asia. I think the culture is so different from anything that I know. It's very different from, Western civilization. And I just think it's really interesting to understand the way things work there, the way people live. There's so much history there. There's so much nature there. It's a really exciting place. And I think that's next on my list.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And finally, can you recommend a book or a podcast or a movie to our listeners that you, I don't know, think it's something special?
I am reading the Atlas Paradox. It's a series of books that is about, they call it the grown-up Harry Potter. It's about people who are young professionals who have graduated college and then they learn that they have magical powers, and kind of how they influence the world in a world that magical powers, being a powerful person can allow you to shape the rest of society. So it's a really thought-provoking kind of competitive story. I think it's inspiring as I grew up with Harry Potter and Hunger Games and saw those. When I was those ages, I was reading those books, and now that I am a young professional, reading a similar story that is involving young professionals, highly recommend the Atlas Paradox. The Atlas Six is the first book. Highly recommend it.
Thank you, Chris, for joining us today and for being a part of St. Pete's Rising Stars in the Sunshine City. Young professionals like Chris bring new and creative ideas to our community, and we appreciate their commitment. I'm Lynn Lockowitz. Thanks for listening.